This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, everyone. Do you wish you were somewhere sunny, but are dealing with another crazy spring? There's a solution to get that feeling. I'm grabbing a Hawaiian Breeze 5-Hour Energy and escaping there in my mind. Sports fans, ever stay up late for the game and drag the next day? A 5-Hour Energy shot will fix that no problem. 5-Hour Energy's website has tons of flavors, over 15 to choose from. Watermelon, Tropical Burst, Blue Raspberry, and even hard-to-find ones like Strawberry Lemonade and Extra Strength Fan Fuel. There's a flavor for everyone. You can even build your own 12 or 24 pack and have it delivered. Or grab a shot at your local store. They're everywhere. And it's basketball season. My schedule is packed and I don't want to miss a second, so I grab a 5-Hour Energy shot. They're perfect for back-to-back games or when my team plays late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going through the game and the next morning. Visit 5hourenergy.com for deals and to stock up before tip-off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know what else Slater said? Which actually, Grandy, I'd love it if you could find this, because I might need it. I might need it to put up my dukes with both Pods and Steve Kerr today.
Oh, boy.
Well, I mean, I'm well aware that this all got to them, and that's fine. But Slates actually said something this morning that probably in a couple of sentences maybe did a better job of expressing what I was trying to express, even though I had 4 hours to express it.
Right.
Which is to say, there's no criticism of you holding Steph out, but here's what I'm thinking. If that's where we are on March 17th, and I know it ended up being March 18th, but it was after the game on March 17th when Steve brought up, we got to give serious consideration to sitting Steph Curry. If that's where you are in March, I think it's fair to remain incredibly skeptical that what you're actually doing is going on a potential championship run. I think it's very, very difficult to sort of pitch those two things at the same time. It's not a criticism. Dog, you're 37 years old. You're 37. And your best friends on the team are 35. And that is very, very difficult. And if it doesn't rear its ugly head, I'm willing as a fan to sit here and go, all right, I'll go on this magical journey with you. But when you start having 3 games in 4 nights and you need to tap out, then I think it's fair to remain skeptical. That's it. The Warriors know his body better than I do, and he knows his body better than I do. But the whole city's been very caught up with, oh my God, they're going to do it again. And you keep testing me, and I keep giving you the same answer, which is, I'm here for it.
You are.
I'm hopeful.
Always.
But I'm going to bet against it.
Of course.
Because they are in their late 30s and need rest.
And they will be underdog if, shout out the app, no matter who they play in the first round.
Promo code is Willard.
I push back a little bit of the notion that, like, him sitting now is a bad thing for me. Him sitting, Steph Curry, and I don't know if he'll play tomorrow night, hopefully, and, you know, we'll stay tuned to 95.7 The Game for all the latest, and Steve Kerr coming up at 4:30, but I can't help but think that him sitting doesn't actually help them to win games, win Thursday, win Saturday, win all the other games because, yeah, and it's easy to say because they went out last night and they won Steph.
They won, so that's awesome.
I do think that a more rested Steph is going to be a better Steph, and when you have a better Steph, you have a better chance to win.
Well, look, they ended up, they got it. They ended up, they won the game. So you snuck one past the goalie there. That's awesome. I was very, very nervous about last night's game. I think if you lose last night's game, you're in a very, very difficult hole that quickly. If you were to lose, I don't think there's any more losing back-to-back games. Like that feels kind of preventative the rest of the way. And that's all I'm saying. Like this stranglehold that a lot of fans seem to believe they have on the sixth seed, they don't have.
No, of course not.
At all. This is very, very... I don't want to use the word flimsy, but
it's tenuous.
It's very tenuous.
Sure. They're one game up on the eight right now. And if you would have lost last night, you would have been tied with the Clippers for the eight. And I think that they have the tiebreaker. So
they do.
You would have been eight.
You would have been the eight.
Right. And Minnesota would have a half game lead on you had you lost. And so you went out there and you won. And you've got 13 more games. And, you know, whether or not you need to win 10 of them to be the six or nine or whatever the number is, you do need to win a good number of games. And so for me, last night was about, you know, found money little bit because you rested Steph and you wanted to rest Steph because he needed the rest. And then he might be hurt. I mean, he may not play tomorrow. We don't know. Hopefully Steve Kerr at 4:30 can update us on his neck and his back. And, you know, if he doesn't play Thursday, can you still win? Of course.
Well, yeah, you can. But in general, like I'm going to continue to sit here and say that if bodies and minds and spirits are starting to break down and waver as you approach the playoffs, I will stay over here in Skepticalville. And it doesn't mean I'm right, and it doesn't mean it's what I'm rooting for, but that's the point. The point is that this needs to be full bore, full effort every night because that's the situation you're in. And I thought Draymond Green said that after the game on Monday. We're all tired. Got to find a way. Anthony Slater said this to the Morning Roast earlier today.
This has been kind of a winding season, but they found a chance to spot rest him last night. I think that'll help. But the reality is he has a marathon ahead of him if they're really going to make a deep run. And that's tough on not only his body. Jimmy Butler's 35. Draymond Green's 35. So that is what makes me the most skeptical of the idea that they're now, you know, a true title contender is just the age and accumulation that is ahead for really, you know, a 2-month sprint if you're really going to get into June.
Yeah, that's where my head was yesterday and remains today, though it has a healthy dose of relief mixed in. When they fell down by 6 last night, I got nervous. I really did. Last night was one of those where I watched that one on the edge of my seat. And a lot of friends got a lot of text messages during commercial breaks. And one of them even called me out on it because she's like, you texted me during the commercial. She's like, you're nervous, aren't you? I'm like, yes, because I can't sit still with this. This is a humongous basketball game. Partially why it hit me so much that Steph Curry didn't play in it.
Right. And it was a little bit of a weird spot where the third quarter kind of started getting sideways, where they opened up the quarter with a big lead. They opened it up with a 14-point lead coming out of halftime, and then it, you know, got down to 10 and 12 and 8, and now you're down 6, and Jonathan Kuminga travels on the sideline, and the travel was, I don't know, for me as a CYO referee, I see that all the time, and it's one that,
when they're 8 years old, you don't call that on them.
Right, but honestly, in the NBA, you could call that travel anytime you want.
Well, we don't get a lot of like stand still, pivot.
It was like a pivot, swivel, swivel, pivot, pivot, swivel. And I mean, the ref is watching it going, okay, that's about enough.
Right.
Like that was 5 steps and I get it. But you don't often see that, like a travel called when a player is going nowhere.
You don't often see traveling called in the NBA, end of sentence.
Well, like when you see traveling, it's normally because a player is actually traveling in a direction.
Taking 4 steps, yes.
Right. Kuminga was just like, my pivot, my swivel. And the ref was like, you could see his face. He's like, okay, that's about enough of that.
It's funny that this conversation's coming up when Giannis was in town. It was one of my favorite NBA YouTube videos. Y'all should search it. Search Giannis One Dribble. And it's a highlight of Giannis basically. I don't know. I can't remember if he gets a rebound or he's given an outlet pass. But he basically gets the ball right around at his own free throw line. And I know this won't make sense to hear me say it. You have to go watch it. He takes one dribble and then lays the ball in on the other end of the court. He goes three quarters of the court with one dribble.
Crazy.
And nothing is called.
Well, he's got long strides.
He does, but it's also humanly impossible to do what he did and not have it be traveling. But they don't call traveling in the NBA.
No.
But they called it on Jonathan Kuminga last night.
Yeah.
Let's go to the phones. 888-957-9570. What, in your mind, is the observation that plays off of last night's victory with Steph Curry on the bench? Dave in San Jose. Hi, Dave. Thank you for calling.
Hi. What stood out to me was that Kerr decided to play 12 guys last night. And it wasn't garbage minutes. It was definitely some good minutes. So it was a whole team victory. They all contributed to the stat line, either rebounds, assists, points, whatever. It was a real team victory last night.
So you're referencing the fact that, and I get where you're coming from, Dave. It wasn't a lot of minutes, but you said it yesterday, and it came true. TJD went in.
Yeah.
He only played 4 minutes, but they were real minutes. There were no garbage time minutes in the game last night.
No.
Pat Spencer got six. He got a bucket, too. I know you love to play over or under half a point from Pat Spencer.
Yep.
Pay the over.
Right. And they actually played 14 guys, but I guess we won't count Yuri Collins and Kevin Knox for, you know, getting less than a full minute.
Yeah, they technically logged 0 minutes, though they did go onto the floor.
Yeah, they actually, you know, they had to shower, I'm sure. They got out there and they actually played basketball.
That's a good thing to do at the end of the day, no matter whether you play or not.
Normally, yeah. But I do think that we have the answer about, like, whose minutes Kuminga will take, and it's Gee, and Gee played 8 minutes, and so that's kind of the way that's going to go. And, you know, it's just... You're going to have spots for Gee, I do think, but in general, Kuminga, and even though he didn't play great, I do think that he brings something that nobody else brings on this team.
I mean, when I see that, like, yeah, Gee Santos played 8 minutes, yet still found a way to get 4 rebounds.
Right.
He hit his only shot. I wonder if that, and that's something we could ask Steve. Was that more of a matchup thing? Because his literal quote last week was, I have to keep playing Gee Santos.
Yeah.
And then last night he didn't play a whole lot of Gee Santos. I don't know if that was a matchup thing or if truly Jonathan Kuminga is going to get the Gee Santos minutes, which, you know, yeah, maybe that is what it is.
Right.
And I get that.
And all the Heald haters, 888-957-9570, go ahead and line up the phone lines. You won't. And I actually said this on Twitter, like, bad night for the Heald haters.
It was.
Because this is what Buddy does, and Buddy was 4 of 6 from 3, 5 of 7 from the field. Buddy was catch and shoot, in the zone, knocking them down, and yeah, tomorrow night, he'll probably go 0 of 6 from 3, and the haters can come on back out, but this is Buddy Hield. This is the experience.
Do you ever feel like here in the whole sports media world that you and I sit here, it's actually for more than 4 hours, because we go to come do the crossover.
Yeah, sure.
For over 4 hours, we sit here and talk about different things and break different things down and hypotheticals and curiosity and all of the things that we do. And there are times after a game that we could actually sum everything up in one sentence. Warriors hit the shots last night. Thank you for coming to the show.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to go home.
Well, we got four hours.
I know, but that's my point. Like, so we analyze the NBA at such a level, and there are nights where I look at it, and the last two nights, back-to-back nights, there's a little bit of that. There's your analysis. Monday, no threes.
Yeah.
Tuesday, threes. You lose,
well, better,
you win.
Better.
Of course there's more to it than that.
And I do think that last night, for me, the big headline was not the threes. It was Draymond. Draymond versus Giannis.
Of course.
Like 6'5 against 7'1. And Draymond was not only better, he took him out of the game. And okay, Dame Lillard, go ahead and take over. Ooh, that's right. The Warriors don't play in Oakland anymore. This is San Francisco. And maybe it's your kryptonite because it's not Oakland. And when you're in Oakland, you're something special. And this is the city. And Dame Lillard was not great.
I love Dame Lillard. Look, he's going to be 35 here in a couple of months also. And I'll just say this. This is not meant to be a criticism. He's a wonderful player. He's had a wonderful career.
He's awesome.
Dame Lillard is not a high-level NBA one difference maker anymore. And I do think he was, even though he never got over the hump or even to the hump. But, you know, he was that guy in Portland for a long, long time. And they did have some special seasons with not a lot going on around him. And maybe it is that he's partially just taking a back seat to Giannis to a degree. But I see Dame Lillard as a really, really good piece. But that's kind of it at this point in his career.
Yeah, maybe. And, you know, it's hard for me because yesterday was the day that I met with my tax guy. And my tax guy is
actually... That time of year, yeah.
He's a family friend of Damian Lillard.
Oh, nice.
And so it just happened to fall on the day when Dame was in town. So we're doing our thing. And shout out Curtis. And we're over in Alameda. And I'm giving him my forms. And he's, you know, running his material about Dame and this and that. And, you know, Moreau Catholic football and all the rest of it. And he's like, you know, Dame's coming. Dame's coming for you. Dame's coming tonight. And I'm like, yes, Dame, sure. And Steph's out. So I get it. Milwaukee and Dame. And so it just happened to be on the day where I met with my guy. And he's, you know, family friends with Dame. And he's always been like Team Dame. And Dame's amazing. He'll be a Hall of Famer. But, I mean, Dame's not Steph.
6 of 18 from the field.
Right.
2 of 9 from three.
So on a game where your number one, Giannis, is being, you know, kind of taken out of the game,
yep.
5 of 16, no buckets on Draymond. That's a night where if Dame is really the dude, Dame goes 12 of 23 and Dame puts up 44 and you beat a team without Steph and you get that done. But 6 of 18 and an L.
Brandon Pajemski joins us in 40 minutes. Let's go to the phones or keep going to the phones. How about Scott Marin? Hi, Scott. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Hey, guys, how you doing? Yeah, I had just a couple really few quick things. First of all, I caught the when you guys had the little crossover there. That SFgate dude is an idiot. I mean, I'm glad somebody actually said something where you could actually hear it. This guy's a moron. I've never seen a writer like that in my life. But anyway, other than that, yeah, I want to get back to and Mark, you had a good point about Kuminga. That's what will set him apart. He's gotta make the free throws. If he stays at a 65% clip, he's never going to be that player. That's what makes Jimmy. He gets fouled, he shoots at about 88%. That's what makes you dangerous. If he shoots 65%, that's not going to work. But I also wanted to say with Steph, I didn't see the post game show after the game on Monday night, but Steph sounded actually like he was sick. So that might have been an issue too. He just didn't sound right.
Maybe, but, yeah. A little nasally.
That's Scott, what I thought, Scott.
Thanks so much. Appreciate you. Yeah. Appreciate your thoughts on multiple
and
levels.
Think about it, Scott. I don't know how many kids you have. Mark, you got 3, and I've got a baby, a 2.5-year-old, and I've been sick for about 5 months because
you send your
kid to preschool.
Yeah, you're at that age. I'm not.
Well,
like,
he's got a kid that age too.
Right.
And I don't know what the youngster actually does, Kion or. I know it's Cannon's little brother, but I don't know.
I would think on the night of a game that Steph stays over in a different wing than the children.
Maybe.
But who knows?
But at the same time, his kids are 14, 11, 7, and 2. So,
again, an NBA player does not sit out because of the sniffles.
He did sound to me a little bit sick.
I'm
with Scott.
Look, I cannot speak on another man's body
and I've never
health.
Seen that, by the way, DNP sniffles,
DNP,
to your point.
How close are we to that, though? I mean, we get DNP, I don't wanna.
Yeah.
We get that.
DNP rest.
Right, that's what,
right.
There are nights. DNP, I don't wanna.
Well, we get DNP non-COVID illness.
Yes.
Don't know what the extent of the illness is.
But normally that's like a flu or something that's like...
We don't know for sure what
you're right.
Yeah,
you're right.
Might be hungover.
I would pay money to see DNP
hungover.
Sniffles. That would be absolutely fantastic.
DNP, late night in New York City.
Listen, all we can do is take Steve Kerr at face value, and he says, and maybe this was the observation that plays... When I see him making poor decisions, I know that he's overwhelmed emotionally. He is emotionally and mentally exhausted. And so we need to sit him out because he's been carrying us for so long. And my rebuttal, as I tried to say all day yesterday, is that's fine if you want to do that, but I'm going to be over here in what would stop this from happening again? Why would a clear-thinking fan believe the Warriors are actual title contenders out of the sixth seed when their star player is feeling overwhelmed emotionally and mentally in March? I just think that that's a hell of a challenge to overcome.
It is.
At age 37.
But I think that a more rested Steph in April is better than a Steph that you have to push to the brink all the way through March just to get there.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's do one more. How about Rich in Fresno? Hi, Rich. What's going on?
Hey, good day, gentlemen. Thank you for having me on.
Yep, what's up?
Loving the show. Yeah, so, the Warriors were one of the best teams. I mean, still are, but while Kuminga was out, and I don't think it's a coincidence they come in, he comes back in and they lose to the Nuggets without Jokic or Murray. And I've been saying for years, I think they should trade Kuminga. I don't think it's a good fit for him or the Warriors. And now that they've got Jimmy Butler, seems like they are actually trying to help Steph get his fifth or sixth ring. And I think it's a big mistake to be trying to balance both, like the two timeline thing. And, I think it's pretty obvious to me they need to trade Kuminga. They would have traded him now. They could have had someone who helps them win a chip better, or they could have got a expiring contract to have more money to give players next year who could help us more than Kuminga. And so now in hindsight, I've been saying that, but it just seems more obvious to me, and I really hope they do that.
I guess, Rich, my response to that, and it's a fair opinion to have, I guess, if you want to have it, is I'm not a fan of just this idea of trade Kuminga. For who? For who? If you've got something in mind, then I'm listening. They were going to trade Jonathan Kuminga for Kevin Durant. They were going to do that. But they didn't do that. It didn't come together. They get to keep him. I'm not just get Jonathan off the team. I think that, like anyone else not named Steph Curry and probably Draymond and to a degree Jimmy, but even who knows? I don't know where this is all going to go next. Yeah, you listen on anyone, so maybe there's a way to get better in the offseason by doing that. But I do hear from a lot of people, you got to trade Kuminga. We don't have to. I'm not like I'm not in that mode. Get him off the team.
Depends on what he's going to command in the open market, and he is restricted, so you can actually sign him and then trade him if that's what you want to do.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.